Through the Lens of Love by Deborah L. Riebel, Ph.D. A chapter from the international best-selling Inspiration for a Woman's Soul, Choosing Happiness. December 27, 1986. Dear Mom, after all these years, I want you to know that I love you. For many years, I've tried to forget you, put the past behind me, and pretend that you never existed. Yet, whenever I think of you, I feel so much pain. I've realized that for me to heal, love myself, and be happy, I need to try to find you or say goodbye. I want to know what happened to you and if you're still alive. Mom, I've really missed you. I wish you were here to hold, comfort, and just be with me. Painful questions weigh heavy on my heart. Where have you been all these years? How could you leave me? Why didn't you try to find me? Do you still love me? I forgive you for not being there, for leaving me. I want to see you, to feel you, and to understand your pain and suffering. I know you once loved me, and I always held that in my heart. Thank you for bringing me into the world. Please find the strength within your heart to reach out to me. Love always, Debbie. Rereading the letter I found in my old pink and brown polka dot journal, I recalled how, for many years following my mother's disappearance, I pretended that she didn't exist. To me, that was easier than having to confront the excruciating pain of feeling unlovable and unwanted, unhappy and unworthy. Easier than trying to answer questions like, if my own mother left me, how can I or anyone else love me? How can I ever be happy? As the letter in my journal proved, I'd been working with the concept of forgiveness for a long time, but nagging feelings of doubt and unworthiness kept coming back to haunt me. My transformational journey of forgiveness culminated in January 2013, when my brother Jim began researching the genealogy of our family of origin. Although I had conducted a year-long search for my mother while in my late 20s, I never found her and thus never got the closure I desired. During his research, Jim discovered that our mother had applied for a marriage license in Cleveland, Ohio in 1968, 2 years after she escaped from a mental health facility. Cautiously, we began to hope that we might still find her alive. To better pursue this new lead, I asked a friend Michael and his partner Dan, a genealogy expert, to assist me in locating my mother's marriage license. Michael went to the Cuyahoga County Courthouse on my behalf since he was familiar with the processes to obtain such documents. When I saw my mother's name on the page, memories flashed before me like a home movie. The summer pool parties she threw for my birthdays, the brown and white spotted cow costume she made me for Halloween, the wedding picture with her in her army dress uniform, and my last memory of her, watching her being placed in an ambulance following a suicide attempt. Michael ran my mother's birth date, social security number, and last known address through a People Finder website, which projected that she might still be alive. Given her known history of drug abuse and mental illness, I was skeptical, yet my hope was still strong. I remembered feeling drawn to move to Cleveland in 1983, the same place my mother had applied for her marriage license years after her disappearance. Had I been tracing her energetic footsteps unaware? Armed with this new information, Michael and I searched military records, but learned that a fire at the facility where her records were kept had destroyed them. We also learned that her mental health records at the psychiatric institution where she had been a patient had been sealed by the state of Pennsylvania when the facility closed. Despite these setbacks, we persisted. While Googling alternate spellings of my mother's last names, Michael found a misspelling of my mother's married name, Skagel, instead of Skakel, which led him to a military cemetery at Fort Collins, Colorado. Ultimately, we found a picture of a grave marker on which was written the same first name, middle initial, birth date, enlistment date, and military rank as those of my mother. Further verification through the Social Security office substantiated each piece of information I shared and confirmed that the burial site was definitely my mother's. She had died on November 4th, 1969. I felt like a door had been slammed shut. Grief engulfed me. I knew for certain now that I would never see her again. I would never be able to ask her the questions that had haunted me for so many years. But alongside the grief was an overwhelming relief. The reason we hadn't been reunited was because she had been dead all these years, not because she hadn't wanted to see me. Before I experienced this closure, I carried around feelings of hurt, sadness, and abandonment, like an anvil pressing on my heart. Some days the weight made it difficult to breathe, let alone love myself. The more I saw myself as unlovable, the more I disassociated from myself to numb my pain. This made it difficult to trust my heart, create healthy relationships, and follow my dreams. What if there was something wrong with me? Since discovering that my mom is no longer living, I've been relieved of that burden of what if. When I imagine her sitting here next to me, I no longer feel any anger or hurt toward her, only love and a sense of peace. Through loving and letting her go, I can forgive myself for being a motherless daughter. I no longer feel disappointment in my mother's choices or the limitations of her love, because I have compassion for her traumatic life and the love she never received. Experiencing her in a more positive light has brought me into a state of grace, where I am able to accept what is and forgive what isn't. Embracing and releasing my vulnerable pain made it possible for me to love myself, allow love in, and feel whole for the first time. The heart-based practice of forgiveness is one that I continue to use every day and in every aspect of my life. I know now that my relationship with my mother served a purpose in my life, and in that knowledge, I am able to finally find closure. To me, choosing happiness is about experiencing a homecoming to your heart. To be happy, you must wholeheartedly love yourself, rather than constantly looking backward, regretting what might have been. You can choose to look forward through the lens of love and discover that not only are you worthy of love, you are love itself. Journaling questions. Where in your life do you have unfinished business? What questions arise for you about this person or situation? How do they help you or hold you back? How can you forgive those in your life who have hurt you, intentionally or unintentionally? How can you view them through the lens of love? Deborah L. Riebel, Ph.D., is a teacher, healer, coach, and licensed psychologist who conducts a private practice and facilitates workshops on personal transformation and well-being. She continuously strives to be the best person she can, while empowering others to realize and express their fullest potential. In 2010, she published her first book, Soul-Hearted Partnership, The Ultimate Experience of Love, Passion, and Intimacy. Her new book is scheduled for release in March of 2015. Learn more at DeborahRiebel.com and download Deborah's 10 Keys to Soul-Hearted Living.